Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. Thank you, Father God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that you are with us, and we commit the day to you. We commit these readings to you. Thank you, Lord, for enlightening us, Father God, as you move within our heart. You enlighten our eyes to see what we need to see, Father God, so as to be clearly minded, our eyes set on you as we run the race this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, guys. The readings is from verse 17 to verse 20. But if we read the Amplified, we can see exactly what's going on here. So we just do verse 17, and then we'll go to 19 and 20.
These men, the legal eagles, eagerly seek you to entrap you with honeyed words and attention, to win you over to their philosophy. Not honorably, for their purpose is not honorable or worthy of consideration. They want to isolate you from us who oppose them, so that you will seek them.
Verse 19.
My little children, for whom I am again in the pains of labor until Christ is completely and permanently formed within you, how I wish that I were with you now and could change my tone, because I'm perplexed in regard to you.
Hallelujah. So we can see what's happening here. You know, the Bible is very clear, and Paul is also very clear on, if you're trying to please man, you can't please God. I remember our Pastor Greg from the Ark, he always had the thing to say to us, please God to please man. You don't try please man to please God. When you put God first, he gives you the right pattern, he leads you the right way, commands you and teaches you, and that's the way you command and you teach others. So yeah, that's it, put God first. So what is happening here is we can see also Jeremiah 17, where it talks there about, cursed is ye may trust in man. So you're either trusting in God or you're trusting in man. And when you trusting in God, you're trusting in the gospel, the good news of your salvation. You were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him, and everything's been done so that you can receive exactly what you need to shine every day. So this is the challenge, just to stay with God. And it's been wonderful. I've had the privileges once I got born again, I was aware of God with me, and that was the priority. And then came along with that the importance of just being led by the Spirit. In my first ministry at Elion, on two occasions, I left the ministry thinking God was leading me out. And on two occasions, I had to come back like a dog with his tail between his legs, say, sorry, I was wrong. But that prepared me to always stay and wait until God had said to me, it's time to go. I remember the words of correction that I used then, and then I used in the 20, 30 years of discipling young people, gangsters, drug addicts, is, if you can't walk with the footmen, how can you run with the horses? If in the land of peace they wearied you, what were you doing in the flooding? The floods. So it's God is actually saying to us there, and that there, you've got to be faithful with a little before he can give you more. So it's a journey. And here we see Paul with the same thing. He started, I like his the words he says here, I labor as if in childbirth until Christ be formed in you. Now childbirth is bringing that which you've got to your discipling, to your helping, to your motivation. And that's the true way. I've been in four different Bible schools, and I've learned to put off a lot of the things that I just know did not work for me. So you share with those things that God has commanded to you, and that you've seen it brings life, and life in abundance, and that's what you share. And And yeah, and that's the way, and it's leading people to God, you know. That's what it is. I mean, when we see God work with his disciples, Jesus work with his disciples, it's good they came through John the Baptist, sent some old Andrew sent his brother, and so they all had to hear about Jesus, but then they came to Jesus, and then there Jesus got them, now who do you say that I am? So that they could get revelation, so that the church could be built and the gates of hell could not overcome it. So that's the bottom line. We not people follow us, and we can teach them and help them at the time, but then we got to wean them off us to listen to God. That's what it's all about, guys. But I just want to go back to this verse 19, because I've made a study of it, and I'll tell you why. So we labor as if in childbirth. We bring forth that which God has brought forth in us. What we have seen and heard, we can't minister more than what we have seen and heard. Amen. That's the boundaries for us. And then, so Paul has done this, and these people have been following the Lord, being built up. He's been laying the foundations for them, that what has been laid. And now they've fallen back again. Now he says, our labor is in childbirth again, so Christ may be formed in you. Now my worry was a key verse that came to me in my walk that got me to just start working out my own salvation, got me to make so sure before I go do anything that God is leading me, was that Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I saw all splendor is going to come from Christ in me, the hope of glory. So at a specific time, after many months being in a blessed ministry, God birthed that in me. And then I realized I don't need another prophetic word. I don't need someone laying hands on him, unless the Lord has worked in me to say, go get that or go listen there. But that is always need. But even then, you always need confirmation. So I knew Christ in you. And then he actually says it's about the nation. So it's Christ in each and every one. And I believe that's our spiritual being, our true man. And that gets us to get tired of the things of the world and then turn to the Lord. And then the Lord meets us and the Holy Spirit and gets married to our spirit, so that we can then work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God that is working in us. So this formed here is trying to make it, made me think, it's like now again they must go get Christ in them. And then I looked up that word. So that is something for you to do yourself. I have done it. And I looked up that word, that Christ be formed in you. And then it confirmed exactly. It's not, it says, it's a, that word there says, so that they, the outward man will conform to the inward man. So that's what it's all about, guys. Whatever, as God builds us, as God teaches us, then that which we are putting on is according to our workmanship, which is according to God's design, which is according to the good works laid out for our lives. So we stay in tune with the Spirit, and we then developing on schedule. So can you hear what I'm saying? They was laboring again. God started building them up according to their design, according to their calling. But then they got caught up in to being slaves to men again, cursed. And now Paul is laboring that they come back to their God, back to the author and the perfecter of their faith, so God can bring about the wonderful uniqueness of their work, their workmanship and their purpose. So be blessed as you just keep your eyes on Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing our spirit, soul, and body into alignment with your perfect will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.